This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Catch. Oh. C-A-T-C-H.
Oh, that's why you were saying that.
Catch. Catch is this hour's code word. Text catch. 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 To 72881 by the end of this hour, and you got a chance at $1,000 in our national contest. Catch.
You said that so randomly off the air before we came on, and I was thinking, I'm not looking up. Something's about to hit me, isn't it? I didn't react. You said catch, and I didn't even.
Funny.
Oh, you didn't even look to catch something?
I didn't even, you know.
No, I was, because all morning, you've totally disappointed me, by the way.
Brian. I figured you always talk to yourself, so that was probably what you were doing.
Yeah, we both missed that you were.
Sarah just talks to herself all
the time. Right.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do all the time.
Catch is this hour's code word.
All right.
Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. I want to take a second here and say hi to our studio audience this morning. I don't even know this song, so it doesn't count.
That's a miss.
How does that not count?
Now that's what I'm talking about. Catch me outside.
Oh, what does that mean?
Liz and Kim have come by this morning. They're our studio audience. So if you've been watching The Looking Glass, you've seen two strangers. Who are those people? They're in the studio.
They are from Morello Park Elementary School in Martinez. Come up here, Kim.
Oh, so you guys went ahead and bid on us as a...
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't just bidding, you guys. There was a full-on shoving and pushing.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, boy.
All right.
And you guys wound up winning that battle.
We did. And I hope that my friends still like me because I pushed her.
You're the one pushing. You're the muscle. She was the shoving match lady.
I was the shoving match person.
All right, what did you wind up paying for us?
I'm sorry, you were pretty cheap.
Oh, some shoving.
Should I tell you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Don't be.
Really, because I thought
it's fine.
Like $400?
Oh, that's not cheap.
That's not cheap.
We've gone for $60 before.
Yeah, that is not cheap. Don't worry.
We're happy to have helped raise $400 for, it was at Morello Park Elementary?
Yeah, Liz and I split it. We doubled down.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, congratulations on winning the fight.
Yeah.
$400 is good money.
Solid money, yeah.
Sarah and Vinny's first appearance in Philadelphia had no people show up.
Zero. It was just us. We hung out together.
Too.
Well, it was nice. We're getting to know each other. It was our first time hanging out.
So we've come a long way, and $400 is good money.
Sure.
That's hard-earned money, so we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Yes.
Oh, worth every penny.
Well, and I don't know what you pay for that SIFT stuff out there, but that stuff is good.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh.
Sorry.
Michelle from SIFT. They've won Cupcake Wars twice. That's saying something.
And you've had a lot of sugar this morning,
haven't you?
How many things would you say you've had?
I will tell you exactly what I had. I had two of those truffles. I switched it out for you to make sure that you got one with the
chocolate. I'm not eating it.
Oh, you just break it open and see if it's the dark chocolate.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
I don't have clean hands, and I want someone to eat it. I want someone to eat it. Someone should eat it. You should eat it.
I've had too many. I've had two of those, two of the macaroons.
Two macaroons? Two?
They're little. They're just little bites.
Okay, and then what else? What were those cookie things?
I had half of one cookie and half of another. So I had one full cookie.
But you haven't tried the
cupcakes. No, I haven't gone for the cupcakes. They're just enormous.
Yeah, they are.
And they look so
sticky. They look incredible.
Sticky.
They're worth it, huh? How to eat it right.
Is that the whole life hack where you break it over and put in the...
Exactly.
It's still just as... There's crumbs everywhere. But you know what? Teach me. I'm ready to learn.
Okay.
All right, perfect. I guess I have to eat a cupcake now that I've learned how to eat it. All right, Liz and Kim, thank you guys.
I hope you
had a fun morning with us. Super fun. This part of the show is brought to you by Organic Coup. Come and cheer on the Sharks at the Tank and enjoy a signature sandwich at the Organic Coup. I forgot to do that. It's
right. So no, I got gotcha.
It. A little make good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Mm-mm.
We get these throughout the morning, and here's where we read a few of them back. It's your chance to have your opinion heard.
Yep.
Unless, of course, it cuts us too deeply, and then...
Then we don't want to hear
we
it.
We can't yeah. possibly no. say that.
We're very sensitive people.
We don't
we
actually...
We have feelings, too.
We're very fortunate in that often the stuff is very nice.
Yes.
More often than not.
But when it's not...
Ow.
I know. And that's the one we'll think about all day, so thanks. All the nice things people say, they just roll off us. The mean things, they stick like thorns.
Good morning, radio family. Been home the past couple of days with my senior dog after surgery, and I have to admit it's been fabulous sleeping in and listening to the entire morning show when I wake up on radio.com. Happy Thursday.
Oh.
XOXO.
Sorry about your senior dog.
Yeah, I hope he or she's okay.
Yeah.
That's
tough. Get a little more time with your senior dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs, we love them.
Yep.
It's pouring in Gilroy, listening on radio.com app.
Oh, another radio.com app.
Well, Entercom poured billions into that thing.
And it's
nice
worth
to
every
see
penny.
It's giving them some return.
Yeah. It's good.
Sometimes the cleanliness of your house is a reflection of how happy you are internally. When I had postpartum depression, my house looked like an episode of Hoarders.
Oh,
I didn't have the energy to take care of it. Now that I'm happy and healthy again, I actually find joy in cleaning my house.
Oh.
It's from 707. We're running for you this Sunday, 707. Jenny'sLight.org.
All right.
It's a charity for postpartum depression. Right. That's the best way I can put it. And the woman who started it has a very unique experience with it. Tragic experience, actually. So you can go to jennyslight.org and read about the site and its mission. But we're running on behalf this weekend on Sunday. And you can go to jennyslight.org for more info about the run in Los Gatos. Hopefully you'll join us. If you're in 707, I would not expect you to right. drive that far.
But the whole Hassan family will be there.
We'll be there. The U.S. economy is based on the ideology of hard work equals reward. What's wrong with doing that in your home? It aligns with the American dream.
All right, then. Well, it does show if you work hard, there are rewards for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you just behave, there's rewards for it, for God's sake. Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, that is a small price to pay for incentivizing your kid to have straight A's.
Yeah.
My God.
Right.
Straight A's.
They never did get them.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No.
They're striving for it. They're going for it.
This is what I want, and I'm willing to reward you for it if you get it.
I reward my daughter with $100 for honor roll, straight A's for several years now. Yay, Isabella in Fremont.
Oh,
yay.
Good job, Isabella. You'll be glad you put the effort in later in life. I regret the amount of time I effed off in school.
Me too.
I really wish I'd applied myself.
The weird thing is, so many of the kids that I grew up with ditched endlessly. Mm. They were never in class. Half these... This girl, Dina, I think she left for 2 years.
Oh.
Just two of the middle years showed back up senior year. We're like, Dina's back.
I've been here. I've been home.
Yeah,
I'm
home,
just sitting in my
hanging
house.
Out. I don't like to get up.
Yeah.
I just figured out how to work the system, write the notes, do whatever.
Yeah.
She was pulling it. Anyway, I liked being in class. I just didn't want to deal. Like, I was there, but yeah. I was busy.
Yeah. Well, you had a whole...
I had to entertain the
social
masses.
Social life coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Right.
Working it. Yeah, so I was there. I just didn't want to...
Yeah, I know. I wish I'd paid attention more.
Teacher. Oh, that way. Right.
Oh, right. Face the blackboard.
Right. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Mm. Vinny, I like laundry. No, wait. I don't like it. I love it. I started doing my own laundry and sheets when I was 10. I used to fight with my mom because she'd try to sneakily do it when I wasn't looking.
Oh.
But I always knew because she did it wrong.
Oh.
We're a pretty clean family and we're happy.
Wow.
She loves laundry.
You know... I love getting things done, mm-hmm. but
checking
the
your list,
actual
right.
things I don't like doing. I'd really much rather do something else. But it is a good feeling, and then you do feel like your house is in order. Like,
yeah.
You got it all together.
Especially if you got kids in that house. You don't want to raise a bunch of slacker slobs.
I know.
Come on.
But I feel like, you know, because our house is clean and they really don't have to do much of that, maybe they will. Although, you know... John didn't have to do much, and he is a total... He just likes a clean environment, mm-hmm. you know? Well, so hopefully that's what we'll have given
there's
them.
There's a comfort in that.
Yeah.
And chaos is sometimes people just can't function in it. Others grew up in it. They
and
do.
No problem.
That's how they are.
Yeah.
Pick stuff up. Why? I'm just going to throw
right
it back there in 2 seconds.
I know where it is. Right there. My shoes right there in the middle of the walkway.
John is hiking the PCT?
Just a part. Well, now he might not be. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm.
But his friend he was going to do it with just came down with plantar fasciitis. And he's not going to. I just don't see how they're going to do it. They can't do it.
Yeah.
But man, he was so bummed out yesterday.
I'm sure.
I know. But the last thing he said was something like it's still up in the air. I'm like,
Once you start packing for something. In your head, you're there. You're going.
Oh, he's been, and they, I'm telling you, they've been dreaming about this and talking about this,
right.
You know, for years. It's such a bummer.
Don't you think that's where Felicity Huffman started? That's the paying for grades thing.
Oh.
No.
That's a little different. That would be if I was paying their teachers for grades.
Yeah.
Paying someone to motivate them to get something done. Well, if you do it, you get, hotline's ringing. If you do it, you get this money. I think that's a totally different thing. But, you know, what do I know? I'm a terrible mom.
I asked my mom for money for grades as a kid. I've never been laughed at so hard in my life. She always said she won't pay us for doing things we're supposed to do.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll pay them. Because otherwise I just won't do them. That's how they got their allowance, too. You got to clean this or that. That's your job this week. Every time I walk in there, it better be clean.
Every time?
Yeah. Keep it clean.
Your
room has to be clean.
They stopped you to chat you up halfway down the hall so they could keep you from getting in there?
No, they were pretty good.
They were good at it.
Yeah, well, they wanted their allowance.
I've worked as a cashier, not at a sex store, but at some big box stores. Apparently, they sell mini vibrators. I can safely say that cashiers don't care what people are buying. They want you to be happy.
Mm. That's
nice.
Is
that what they want?
I guess. I worked at a grocery store when I was a young man, one of my many jobs. Mm. And look, grocery is actually a good job. You can make a lot of money. It's union work, and often working holidays, you can make like triple time.
Yes.
And if you've put in years, you're making that's what I'm getting at is some of the people there are like, I want to quit. I can't. Go make this money anywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I will hear boop, boop, boop for the rest of my days.
And in my dreams.
These are like
dreams,
people
right.
I'm working with, and you're just like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Linda. I'm just going to bag stuff. I don't know what.
And I'm getting the hell out of here as soon as I can.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm not a lifer. So,
shoes.
I'll be leaving soon.
Like, really hostile. Like, this is the day after day after day.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
It's repetitive. Mm. There's this lady, I don't want to say where. It's a store I go to fairly frequently. And I always...
It's one of the craft stores.
I'm not going to say.
Michael's?
I'm not going to say where it is.
Oh, Joanne.
Marianne's.
Store.
I'm not going to say where. So this lady, though, every time, because it's like a thing where you pick some things out and then someone has to do something to them before you can go up to the cashier. So there's this one lady, and I'm always praying that she's not working at that particular, because it's like she hates you. She just... so unpleasant.
Oh.
And like snipey. Like,
you think
like,
that story?
I'm like, oh my God, I'm just trying to buy some stuff.
Do you think they're union? Because you expect
the
employer would have fired that person unless they had someone protecting
their gig. Maybe she's the manager
of the
thing and, you know, no one can fire her. I don't know what her deal is, but God, I'll even like be eyeballing other people in the line like, are you guys hearing this? It's unbelievable. And she's
so
been...
wait, just to you or to everyone?
No, it seems to be to everyone. In fact, one time my kids and my husband went there to get me something, you know, like for Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. And they came back, they're like, oh my God, the lady at the blah, blah, blah. she said to like the 12-year-old, she said blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever it was. Yeah. I don't want to give too many hints.
And I guess the kid like took a step back, like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, he's a little boy trying to buy something for his mom. And the lady's like, do you mean? Rah, rah, rah? He's like, I guess so. I don't know anything about this stuff. Like, God, what a bitch. Probably go see her today.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Where are you going
today? Take a picture of her.
Okay, maybe I will, and I'll show you guys. Maybe she won't be there. It'll be my lucky day.
Have John's friend get a cortisone shot. It may take two shots, but I've had it in both feet, the plantar fasciitis. Got the shots, and have been good for 18 years.
Oh.
Dude, the cortisone shots,
they are
they
a miracle.
They don't cure you, as in you're not fixed, but I've had two
anymore.
Of them in my shoulder. And it has allowed me, well, I still surf and I didn't have to get surgery.
Right.
Maybe that'll
Not
work.
Yet. Right.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to have to happen.
They'll give you those shots for a long time. Keep trying it, you know. I think there's a limit, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I feel like maybe they'll do something about this. The guy really wants to go.
Hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, we'll be back after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Well, good news, everyone. Survivor's over, and you don't have to hear us talk about it again until September. So for all you people who wrote in bitching, congratulations. It's over for now. But I can't wait for it to start back up. And Big Brother's coming up right around the corner.
I know. I was looking for the date for Big Brother a few minutes ago. I didn't see it.
Oh, no.
It's usually June.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. End of June, maybe. Mm-hmm. But coming up pretty soon.
Speaking of coming up pretty soon, the end of Game of Thrones. Talk about something we've talked about nonstop for eight years,
yeah.
Something like
eight
that.
8 years. You're right,
man,
about that.
That comes to a conclusion this Sunday.
Man, what a letdown this season's been. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it.
It's too bad.
I know. It's going to be a nice long finale, and then we'll get to bitch about it for a couple days, and then it'll be something that happened to us a long time ago.
Right.
At some point. And the other thing is that tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Warriors play tonight.
Oh, yes,
the Warriors play tonight. Go Warriors.
All our teams are, looking good.
They're nice.
So
yes.
Far, so good. Don't want to jinx anything.
Right.
All I know is tomorrow is Friday, and... Woo. Then we're off into the weekend. All right, you guys, have a good one. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.